It's the greatest thing that Jesus had to deal with on the cross was not even the 39 stripes for every sickness and disease, plus one, 39 plus one. And it wasn't the thorns or the crown, thorns in his head. And it wasn't the fact that people who he came to save, the people he came to heal, the people he came to make free, the people he came to restore back into right relationship. It wasn't even the fact that those same people betrayed him. The biggest hurdle that Jesus had to deal with when he was on the cross was something he had never experienced before, and that was his separation between him and the Father. That was the agony. That was the hardest thing he had to deal with, is he was separated from the Father. And when God said to Adam and Eve, and then Adam told Eve, was the moment you partake of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he says, you will separate yourself from my ways of doing things. You will separate yourself from my domain, my kingdom. And we're going to get into that today. So when the adversary, the Satan, the devil, who was created as Lucifer, and he made a decision to operate in pride, to try to exalt himself above the throne of God. He wanted to be just like God, to be worshiped just like God. But he also understood how the kingdom of God worked. The kingdom of God works on laws and principles, and he knew how that it is a government. See, Jesus did not come to establish a religion. Jesus came to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth, just like it is in heaven. And that's what we find in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, when he talks about how unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. In other words, he came to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth. He will establish the kingdom with justice and with judgment. So when Jesus came, his mission was to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth, just like it is in heaven.